If thou knewest the gift of God, who it is asketh of thee, give me to drink. Thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. May God help me. I want you to pray for me. I want to preach on the power of water. The power of water. Father, in the name of Jesus. We lift our hands and let's praise him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Water has been probably one of the most precious elements that was created by God. Nothing in all the world has been so powerful as the restoration of life as it is the power of water. It is in my understanding that water has that God-given hidden element that gives life when you're dying. I don't care how bad the situation is. If there's a way the water could get to it, it can live. Amen. Out of all of the laboratories and out of all of the inventions of mankind, no man has yet embarked upon the power of understanding the making of the water. The water within itself is a hidden element of secret by the power of God, that water alone has been used in so many phrases of the Word of God. It has been the Spirit. It has been life. It has been restoration. It has been the hope of mankind. It was the rock that produced water in the wilderness. And Jesus said he was that well of living water. Amen. There's something about the power of water. And I pray God help me to preach this the way I feel to preach it to me and to preach it to you. Job looked at life and he said, life in itself is a battle. And if I can preach it in the paraphrase form, and I feel like preaching it from an Old Testament stand unto a New Testament, when he said, man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. He only can magnify upon the trouble and the heartache and the cares of life. He could only deal with the fact that the water that was just in life itself, it wasn't good enough to satisfy the inner problem that was inside a man. But can I jump ahead for just a minute here? If there's anything our generation needs, it is an overwhelming, overflowing, overgushing well of water in the house of God. If we could find it, it would be such a reward under the thirsty souls of humanity. We've got to have water to live. We got to have water to come out of the dryness that is around us. God help my time. Job's problem was when he described man, man could only focus on what man could face. He could only look at what man was going through. And that's why in verse 4 he penned the question. He said, can anybody bring a clean thing out of an unclean thing? Are there anybody? It was the search of mankind. It was the search and the longing of man. I wish I could find somebody that could take out of me this unclean thing and put something clean inside of me. And Job said, there ain't nobody. But can I tell you, of some thousand, 1,500 years past time, there came a man by the name of Jesus, the Son of God, who sat on Jacob's well and said, I'm the man. I can bring the unclean thing out of the man. I want to preach to you tonight. We must have this water. We must have the power of this water. Give me some here. If we don't have water, if we don't have the power that's in that water, it's been an appalling fact of confusion to me. Maybe it ain't to you, but it is to me. I ain't been able to understand it. How somebody could say, I just don't like water. When 2/3 of your body, that's what it's made of. How do you dislike something of what you really are? Come on here now. I mean, how do you turn away something? It's the very thing that's keeping you alive. You know why? I know you don't want to preach with me tonight. We've been in church for 2 weeks, and we just had church this morning. But let me tell you something. We are a generation, unless it's flavored, unless it's dazzling to us, we don't like it. But when you're in a mess like she was in, hear me, in this house, she said, just give me the water. I don't care about nothing else. Give me the water. Hey, sir, ma'am, if your life's a wreck, let me point you to the water. If it's messed up, there's healing in the water. There's deliverance in the water. You can't fix it by yourself. You can't change it. You can't stop from being who you are. If you can get to that water, it'll change who you are. Come on here now. The absence of the power of God in our life is a depicting figure that we have been absent of the power of water. That we have been out. Oh, come on in here. That's the reason our attitude, that's the reason the dryness. There's some of us has been in meeting for 2 weeks, but we ain't got 1 ounce of water. I tell you what we need. We need a gully usher. And cause you to spring up again. I can just about see. I can just about see old Job as he writes from the pen. Man that is born to woman is a few days and full of trouble. And he looks around. And I can just about picture. Can you go with me? I can just about picture as he looks back over his shoulder and he thinks about what all he went through. And he said, man, oh man, man that is born to woman is a few days and full of trouble. Oh, come on here now. Hallelujah. And I can just about see him as he goes down. Oh, I wish I could preach how I feel and how I feel like God dipped it in my heart as he gets down to the bottom end of it. And he gets to writing. He said, though the tree and though the root be cut off, I'm going to tell you, ain't a better man living than that time that could feel what it felt like to be cut off, or to feel what it felt like to have everything gone. He said, but that day came. Can I paraphrase it to you? That day came when the root had to give way unto the water. Hallelujah. There came a day when the deadness that was around me, in spite of it, it had to live because the water got there.
That's what I feel like preaching. If we can get to where the water is, that deadness is going to leave your life. That's the Moshiach. I'm telling you, if you can get to where the water is.
I can see old Job as he looks at his life and he sees his life like a cut root. The stalk of it's in the ground. There's not even the stand there to find a shade with. But he in turns looks and he says, even through the scent. I feel the preacher messing with me right here. Even through the scent. What is the scent? I wish you'd help me preach a minute. I want to tell you what the scent is. It was the prophecy of Christ. It was the forecoming one. It was the hope that the Messiah would come. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, in this house, there's been some times I've been held on just by the sense of it. I've been held on. It wasn't that I was in the water. It was just the scent that I knew. It was prophesied. He'd never leave me nor forsake me, but that he would go with me always. I want to tell you, in this house, if you can hang on to the scent, God's going to bring the water. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. I said, if you can hold on to the scent, God will bring the water. Lift your hands and love God. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, come on here. Let's let the Holy Ghost have His way right here. You can't get healed complaining about it. You got to get to the place where you can say, God, by your stripes are we made whole. I feel like preaching right here. It comes down to the wire, sir, when it doesn't matter whether there's bread in the cupboard, as long as I got water. If I got water, I can live. But hey, that water will produce bread. That water, it'll produce healing in my life. It is the picture of Job in his writing when he tells the story of what it feels like to be cut down and what it feels like to be wasted away. But it comes back. Has any trial you ever been through made you feel like you wasn't saved? You want to preach with me a minute? I said, anything you ever faced made you feel like you wasn't saved? I know it's too much for you spiritual ones. So the rest of you that are on my plane, get in here to help me preach. Hallelujah. There's been some times I've been through some things that I felt like he just lost it. He didn't know where I was at. I was in the den. I was facing the fire. I didn't know how to get through it. And I didn't know if I was coming out of it. But somehow or another, in the midst of it all, I begin to sense, oh, come here just a minute. I begin to sense water was nearby. I'm going to tell you what the sin is. It's the hope of the water. It's the hope that the water's coming. I feel like preaching. Don't lose hope. God's got water. God's got water to give you. We live in such a perplexing time when the mind is so boggled There's men losing their soul over money. They're selling their entire existence out over money. Come preach with me just a minute. Comparing to the riches of heaven, what's $500 in your pocket? What's $100,000 in the bank? Compared to the riches that belong into the hand of God that He said I could eat out of. Woo! Hallelujah. I tell you, I feel the preacher messing with me. He never asked me to buy it. He said, freely I get, I can receive it. Freely I give. Look at the pain of your life. It's breaking your back. It's destroying your mind. But the man said, if you can find water, you can live. Hey, say amen, somebody. When you go in the hospital and you're down to the wire, your body's dehydrated and it's about to die. They don't give you Pepsi. They don't give you Coke. They pump water in there. Why? It's God's remedy for life. Thank God. I said it's God's remedy for life. I'm not going to preach long to you. If this water's not enticing to you, ain't nothing going to be enticing to you. If this water ain't luscious to you, you'll always backslide. But I'm feeling like preaching. When the man of God looked at that woman and said unto her, what aileth you? She didn't say nothing about her dead baby. She didn't say anything about it, but she fell down and worshiped. And the Bible said that he went to her house and raised her dead baby. What is the water? In the Old Testament, it was a symbolic of the Spirit and of the moving of the power. In the New Testament, he was Mary's baby. Hallelujah. He was the Son of God. He was the crucified Lamb. He was the righteous one. I tell you, I'm waiting on the water. I said I'm waiting on the water. I may have to fight hell until it gets here. But I feel a sense that there's water. Hallelujah. Give up if you want to. Put a grave marker by your old dead root. But as for me, I'm waiting on the scent of water. Pray, honey. I want to preach this the way I feel like it. I want to be real careful here. When you get this water inside of you, the pen of your life will take a turn in writing. There'll be no more sad me, woe me, because I just started living. I found me a brand new life. It changed my direction. Woo! Somebody shout hallelujah. I'd rather take a million nights of feeling like God's left me with a scent that hope's coming than I had to have a million nights in the camp of hell. I said, somebody say amen. I'd rather be saved knowing I'm trusting and holding than I had to give into the pressure and lose the water. I won't say it here. It may not set well. Ain't no boy, there ain't no girl. There ain't no job. There ain't no house, no car, no pleasure, no weekend, no height, no hidden sin worth losing the water over. I don't feel a strong resounding out of this church. I want you to understand, this wasn't a novice that wrote, man that is born to woman is a few days and full of trouble. In the funeral home work, I have dressed men. Are you hearing me? I have dressed men that had died that were 5-star generals. I've laid them down and pinned their buttons on them. I'm telling you, I mean, if you could see what they look like, that left side and right side look like medals of honor that would just drape down one older man. I'll never forget it. They draped down past about middle ways of his chest on his left side. It had the purple heart and everything in the world tagged to it. And over on this side and all around the collar. You know what he was talking to me about? He was a man that stood the test. He was a man that was born to woman. It was a man who said, I've endured, and this medal proves that I've waded through the sin of water, and I held out until I won the battle. I want to tell somebody in this house, if you can hold on, God's got a well for you. I said, God has got a well for you tonight. I want you to hear me. Job asked the question, is there anyone? I want you to look at me. Is there anyone who can bring an unclean thing out of something? A clean thing out of an unclean. That in your Bible is in parentheses. You know what that signifies to me? That signifies to me the question of man and the best answer on the other end that he could think of. He said, no, not one. Not one. But then when Jesus comes, oh, hallelujah. I said, then when Jesus comes. Anybody like that name besides me? Anybody say, does that name make you want to say hallelujah? Some of you so afraid of being called oneness, you're scared to say it. Listen to me. Jesus! 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 That's the most powerful name I know of. And the longer you stay away from the water, the less you're going to repeat it. And the less you're going to cry out to it. But oh, can I tell you, just a mere mention of his name, it turns on the faucet in heaven. Hallelujah. I said it turns on the faucet in heaven. God help Noah. We live in a generation where such trivial things makes us feel saved. Like a raise on our check. Or a planned vacation. Or a weekend out of town. Or just a getaway. Or whatever the case may be. But this woman went for just a normal trip to the well. Hallelujah. I said she went for just a normal day trip to the well. I want you to understand something. And God help me to preach this as I hurry to a close. when Job said, who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? At that time, he knew God. And he knew of God in the tense of God could do anything. God's able to do anything. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. But to see that work in front of his eyes, it was an act of faith that he did not know how to describe. He didn't know how to tell. So this unfaithful woman walks up as a normal day and takes her bucket and goes down to get a drink of water. If you could understand the way, they wasn't wells like you see out on side the highway. They were wells that were dug with steps and went all the way down inside. And somewhere, I want to preach this if I can. And Jesus sat there upon Jacob's well. I just like to picture it for me. He went down the steps and he sat where the water was at. He knew where she was going. And I come to preach to you that God knows where you are going, and he's waiting on you to ask him, give me water, give me life, let me live again. I'm gonna hurt you, but I love you. There ain't nothing children, grandchildren, family, friends, nothing's worth stopping up the well. That didn't go over. I said nothing is worth stopping up the well. When she turned her face, I just picture this for me. It don't have to be for you, but I do for me. If Jesus has to reach way down to pick you up, I believe he went way down the well. I said, I believe he went way down the well. Hallelujah. I really believe that. That's my personal commentary. I believe he went down there and unexpectedly she turned and heard a Jewish man talk and said, ah, you want me to give you a drink? In essence, can I say, we are the unclean. You're the clean. Hallelujah. You see, the promise wasn't under the Gentiles. It was under the Jew. It wasn't under us. You look at me, you big prideful thing, you stubborn beast, that you want to act like God owes it to you. And if God don't give it to you, you're going to lay out of church. You're going to backslide and give up and quit. I tell you, I was grafted in. It wasn't coming down my bloodline. I wasn't a part of it. I was one of them unclean. But because the water came, it got me in. Hallelujah. I said, it got me in. He said, I am that living water. I would somebody shout hallelujah and shake up the devil. I wish you shouted up until you got up, until you stood on it and said, devil, you've weighted me down with affliction and sorrow. But tonight, it's not just Jacob's well. Water has come to my way. You know when you begin to live, sir, when it's getting real water. Real water's past emotion. Real water's past feelings. Real water's past circumstance. Real water is staying saved until the water gets there. Pray for me. I'm trying to keep a mean streak down. I'm going to just quit. I'm going to lag back. You didn't get the Holy Ghost I got. Every time I go to get down, he pushes me to get up. What's your Holy Ghost doing? Every time I feel like it's worthless, woo! Every time I feel like I can't, every time I feel like I've just about gone as far as I can go, he comes over. Anybody ever been outside, Brother Billy? And the clouds were hanging low. There wasn't no sun. You could judge the clouds. And you could tell it's about to rain. But just looking at the clouds, it wasn't the fact that let you know it was going to rain. Anybody ever been around when it started to rain? Or somewhere besides in your territory? And then all of a sudden you got that. Come on here now. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost right here. That's what Elijah felt when Ahab was running in his chariot. He said, get up, boy. He said, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. I feel like God is rattling the bucket in heaven and say, I want to pour it out. But you got to get thirsty. You got to get to where you want it. You got to reach the place. That in spite of hell, I ain't giving up. I ain't backsliding. I've come to this world to live. Come to the piano. I turn and I look and I see the discourse. And I want you to hear me. I see the discourse of these some mere 30 verses or better of John chapter 4. Are you hearing me? These 30 verses of the discourse of an ill repute woman. But the water is for whosoever will. Did you hear what I just said? But the water is for whosoever will. Okay, God Almighty. Hallelujah. Stand with me all over this house. I can just about see this woman. Brother Billy, I battled it. I said, Lord, they've heard that text. He said, they need to hear it again. He said, because I'm still the living water. Come on, bite back when I say what I got to say. When your circumstances stops up your well, your circumstances are bigger than your God. When that old, you ain't helping me now, are you? You know what happens when that root that was once right begins to die? You know what grows on that tree? It ain't leaves. It ain't limbs. You know what happens to it? Oh, moss and moles. Decaying signs. Starts growing back all over that root all over again. But you want to change the face of that root? You just go out there and start watering it. It'll soon get down there to that tap root. And I'll tell you how powerful that water is. It may feel dead up here, but as soon as that taproot feels water, it's going to override the deadness. Woo! I said it's going to override the deadness. And you know what's going to take place? That old moth that lives up on that dead limb, it soon has to break off because there's too much life. Hallelujah. You want to get away from the way you've always been? I said get to the well. Get to the water. Let the water reach you. If you can get water in your soul, you can live a You know what happened? God, somewhere, I my mind is failing me right here. I gotta hurry. But somewhere in that space of years, I don't know why, Job got his question answered. Can anybody bring a clean thing out of an unclean? John 4 says, to a woman of ill repute, God can change. Ooh. I need to answer Job's question. Can anything come out of it? Jesus said, if you knew who it was that's asking of you for this water, you would tell him, give me this water. But you listen to what she said. I want you to hear me. She said, Mister, sir, give me this water that I don't have to come back here and draw again. I want to tell somebody, if you can get this water, you ain't got to worry about falling. You ain't got to worry about going back. He's living water! That ain't setting well! Woo! I want to say it again! If you get this water, she testified! I don't want to come back here and draw again. Are you hearing me in this house? You get that water, you're going to leave your old nature. You get that water, you're going to leave your old hang-ups. You're going to leave your old mess-ups. You're going to walk away from it. And you're going to declare in the face of hell, I'll never be back. I'm living. I just started living again. Just before they sang, I want you to hear me in this house. The entire story of this woman. Are you hearing me? The entire story of this woman. Stay with me. You know what it is? It is the picture. Did you hear me? It is the picture. I'm feeling better about this than you are. You can leave your old sin and walk away from it. Oh, the Bible said, I love it. I love it when John took note of it. John caught the picture and said she left her water pot. Don't you stare at me. When you get a drink of this water, there's some of you in this building need to hear me. You've got this place in your life. You said it. I've always reached this place and I've always gone back. But if I could ever get you to get a drink of this water that has power. Did you hear what I just said? Pray, honey. I'm finna cross some wires right here. Somewhere, that bucket, that she left sitting at the well, was a symbolic of why she had to come in the middle of the day. When the rest of the women came early in the morning. her past, scarred her name and face. But Jesus changed her entire I may be reading into more of this than you want to preach it with me. But she went down a harlot and went home a saint. You didn't get that, did you? I said she went down a harlot and she went home a saint. I don't know if you want to help me or not. I wonder what you was like when you came to the altar. I wonder what you was really like that nobody knew anything about but you and God only. And He took you and left your bucket on the altar. Hallelujah. I said He took you and left your bucket on the altar. You know what He done with old Buster? Every late night, every party night, every sinful night, when He come to that altar, He said, leave it on the altar. Go home saved. Go home a preacher. Go home to your wife. Go home to your children. I said there's power in this water. Have somebody praise Him. I don't mind telling you, look at me if all you like and disdain, but I'm a preacher that wants water. I'm a preacher that needs water. I'm a preacher that's thirsty for water. Well, I can't preach without it. I can't worship without it. Say whatever you want to. And I'm not being mean. But I've been praying. I've been waiting. And you can hate me. Do whatever you like. But there's some of you I'm fitting to become so distant with you. Because I can't help you. Being your friend. I'm just going to have to be your pastor. Because if you wasn't, you wouldn't be standing there thinking the things you're thinking right now. You know, I really would like for God to do, Brother Billy. I'd like for God. Anybody here? Y'all ever seen them old pecan shakers? Huh? I'd like for God to get a hold of Putney. Yes, sir. And just shake us until some of this dead junk falls off us. And then when you're done, I said, twist your throne around and let that river that's at the throne of God run right down through the middle of this building and cause life to come into this house. Hey, get mad at me, but I don't see how you can be down when God's trying to help you. If you got the Holy Ghost, it's going to contact with Him. I gotta quit. But that scent, there's been times I prayed. And in my praying, I have felt. Man, have I felt. In my praying, feeling as dry and empty as I can be. I didn't feel no drops. But I could just go every once in a while. Say whatever you want to. Come on, listen to me. Listen to me. Say whatever you want to. Fast rains generally don't last long. You ever been riding down the road and all of a sudden just pow, you're just right there in the middle of it. You ain't gone a mile or two, you're right out of it. But when you look up and see that old cloud, say, baby, I smell rain. All of a sudden that old dry air. Can I preach to somebody right here? You ever been there? If you've been there, say amen. I'm talking about spiritually or naturally. Huh? You ever been there outside, Brother Alvin, when all of a sudden you say, no, it ain't raining, but I can just feel just tiny mist in the air. Ain't even big enough to make a drop. You know what that's saying? Rain's coming. Water's coming. I said water's coming. And you know what happens? Woo! It ain't long! What is the sin, preacher? It's the announcement that the rain's coming. I'm gonna tell somebody's dead hope. I sense water. Come on, somebody. I challenge you in the name of Jesus. Throw your hands up and say, give me water. Sing in the mic.
I feel it falling down on me. I feel the rain.
I can't go through next week without it.
It's the former and the latter rain together.
I'm tired of going through the motion.
I'm not talking about the weather.
I need
it's
water.
The Holy Ghost rain and it's falling down on me.
Oh, I feel the rain.
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain.
I feel it falling down on me.
Oh, I feel the rain.
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain.
I feel it falling down on me.
It's the former and the latter rain together.
Oh, but
I'm not talking about the weather.
It's the Holy Ghost rain and it's falling down on me.
Hey, you know why you don't feel like praying? You ain't prayed all week long. But when you're really thirsty, you get above it.
It's the former and the latter rain together.
But
I'm not talking about the weather. It's the Holy Ghost rain and it's falling down on me.
You're standing there,
rain,
and the devil's telling you, you ain't feeling nothing. You can't feel nothing. You just wait till the water gets here.
Feel it falling down on me. It's the former and the latter rain together. And I'm not talking about the weather. It's the Holy Ghost rain, and it's falling down on me.
Oh, I feel the rain.
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain.
I feel it falling down on me.
Oh, I feel the rain.
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain.
I feel it falling down on me. It's the former and the latter rain together.
Oh,
I'm not talking about the weather. It's the Holy Ghost rain and it's falling down.